Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
We are in December.
We are. And
can
we
you believe it?
We cannot believe it. Just a few more weeks left of the year.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
We have a special return guest who's got some great information about a wonderful project that
absolutely
we're going to hear more about.
Yes, and so Roxanne, you're absolutely right. This is a friend to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right? Mm-hmm. This is a friend of ours who came earlier this year to talk to us about this specific project. And, of course, he's back again with a follow-up and an update to keep us well-informed. It is indeed my pleasure to introduce Mayor Pro Tem Art Bishop. Like I said, he is definitely a friend of the show. And as a town of Apple Valley council member, he's been extremely involved in the Bright Line. I call it the train to Las Vegas. I don't know what the official title is.
The high-speed rail.
The high-speed rail. I don't know. We've heard so
Bright
many
Line
things.
West.
Right? But he'll tell us the official title and what we should be calling. I want to welcome to the show Mayor Pro Tem Art Bishop. We are so happy to have you here to provide us with an update on this Bright Line project. We're looking forward to hearing everything that you can possibly share with us. And before we really get started in the update, would you mind giving us, because maybe there's someone who's not familiar with this project, so giving us a little bit of brief background and history on what this project is and why it's so important.
Absolutely, and thank you so much. And to you and your families and all your listeners, a very Merry Christmas.
It's coming
up.
Yes, thank
you. It's coming up quickly.
Same to you.
I've got to go shopping or I'm going to be in trouble.
Yes, you will be. We don't want that to happen.
No, we don't. I've been married 55 years. I'm not going to start now.
Oh, well, you know. You know how to do it.
but very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all your listeners. So the Bright Line project actually started over 20 years ago as called Express West. It was originally supposed to go from Las Vegas to Victorville,
mm-hmm.
from Victorville to Palmdale, Lancaster.
Right.
There
okay.
were some issues in the L.A. County side of the thing, and then COVID hit in 2020. We were on board. We were moving along. We had set up all our funding. It was an $8 billion project at the time. And all of a sudden, L.A. County issues started to occur. The right of way for what was called the I-220, the High Desert Freeway, was not occurring, and Brightline didn't have the right of way. So we regrouped. At the time, I was the president of San Bernardino County Transportation Authority. We regrouped and said, well, if the whole key is to get from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, because that's really the key of the project.
Right.
Then any Metrolink station will work. So what would you think, Brightline, of if we were to rearrange you to go to Rancho Cucamonga,
right.
the Metrolink and Rancho Cucamonga, and then that way from Rancho Cucamonga on Metrolink, you can go anywhere. So
right.
It took us about 2 years to get through the federal environmental issues, but basically as we stand today, or actually since 2022, we will be going from Las Vegas, right on Las Vegas Boulevard. It's going to be a beautiful station. I was there for the groundbreaking.
Yes, earlier this year, right?
And it was earlier this year. And the building itself is absolutely beautiful. But Brightline bought 111 acres there, and they're going to develop it all into retail because the retail is a huge issue. And some other items there.
Right. So the project is a little bit more than just the transportation component, right?
It's actually, this is an actually entrepreneur entertainment group. And they're really excited because they're going to be special rail cars. And now with the Raiders in Las Vegas, there'll be cars
yes.
that'll be just Raider, everybody from all the Raider fans from Southern California can go to the game. They'll provide transportation actually from the depot to the stadium.
And to basically, Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, okay. And you can see the stadium right across the street.
Right.
Other concerts and different events.
And professional basketball is coming.
Yeah, for the new stadium there too, right.
Yep, so there's a whole lot.
Wow, okay. And so that kind of gives us a little bit of background and history on how this project got to be where it is. And it sounds like to me, Art, that from the time of it kind of transitioning from COVID to where it is now, that was fast-tracked, right? Because usually it usually takes a little bit longer. Am I right about that?
No, you are so correct about that.
Okay.
And in transportation, I've found that projects normally take somewhere between 10 and 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
This project, because it is a private company, even though they will have some funding from federal government and state governments, is moving at what we would consider hyperspeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what can you share with us is the update now of where we are with the project? Because earlier this year, they broke ground.
Yes.
And so they've been working on the Las Vegas side, right? And so can you kind of give us an update on what's going on and what we can expect in 2025? Because also, I believe that the timeline for this to be completed is 2028, so it kind of coincides with the Olympics. Did I have that right?
It's changed.
Okay. All right. So let's have you give us the update on what's going on.
So the big change was originally, and this goes all the way back to 2019, the U.S. Olympics in Los Angeles was just sort of getting underway. Brightline was coming in. They wanted to develop a partnership. But because of COVID and some funding issues that had to be straightened out, Brightline has now backed up to December 31st of 2028. The original intent was to be able to be done in the spring of 2028 to align with the U.S. Olympics in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, that's just not going to, not feasible to happen.
Okay.
Where we are today is that Brightline is letting contracts to the two first contracts that have been given out are in the Nevada side.
Okay.
So what they're doing is making all the improvements on the Nevada side and somewhere in the first of the year of 2025, there are six more contracts on the California side. They'll start letting those contracts go. Now, when we talk about contracts for construction, what you've got to remember is the first thing we're going to be looking at is over 200 overpasses now. So when you're driving to Las Vegas, not that you would ever notice that there are flood control channels underneath the freeway that all have to be widened, because don't forget, Brightline is going right down the middle of I-15. So there are flood control channels. And, of course, there's a major bridge that has to be built over the Mojave River at Barstow.
Okay.
So all the infrastructure for those items are what's going to be done first.
Okay.
When that gets complete, they'll start laying rail, because they can't lay rail until they do that. And then when the rail is complete, they'll start doing all the electrical overhead, all the wiring, all the control. This is why it's high speed and 100% non-pollutant. This is going to be able to change our air quality control drastically here in the high desert because we will not have all the emissions from all the vehicles that are going up and down the, I call it the pass, but the I-15 corridor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's really a key benefit that this is all electrical. High speed from Apple Valley to Las Vegas will take somewhere around 82 minutes.
Okay. So one of the things is the time frame has now been pushed back, and that's not too bad. We were talking about being in place for the summer of.
Right.
Now we're talking about towards the end of the year. The other thing I heard you talking about, which I think would be of particular interest for our citizens here, is the opportunity has been spoken about how many jobs will be available.
Absolutely.
And made available.
Yeah.
Here. And so when can we look to see that starting to kind of take form?
So the construction jobs for the rail and all the overpasses are already in the Nevada area have already been let out.
Mm-hmm.
Overall construction jobs will be somewhere between 20 and 30,000 over the next 4 years.
Okay.
So that's a huge number. Permanent and part-time jobs in California will be somewhere between 100 and 200 permanent and part-time jobs. In Apple Valley, at Delhi's and I-15, which is where the train depot will be built.
Okay.
It's a 25,000 square foot train depot, which is really cool. It goes under the freeway. So you'll go under the freeway. You'll be on the east side of the freeway. You're going to go west under a tunnel under the freeway and come up in the middle of the freeway and get your train, which is sort of a
wow.
sort of a cool, interesting
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
and they haven't started that, right? This is something
no.
that's going to happen. When can we expect? Where can our commuters, our residents, can expect something like that or to start seeing those?
Probably 2027.
Okay.
So the brick and mortar or the build up stick stuff. That's the easiest and the quickest to do.
Right.
All the overpasses and all the flood control channels, the bridges that have to be changed.
That infrastructure piece that you're yeah. talking about is what has to happen yeah. first. And that's not the exciting, pretty work.
It's not pretty.
That's the work that we complain about because it has an impact on our traffic.
And you're
right?
absolutely correct. And because of that reason, Brightline has made a determination to do 8 miles of the track at a time so that to try to reduce the amount of traffic impact on the traffic. Rather than the whole 222 miles at once, it'll be in eight-mile increments. Yeah.
Have they set anything, a timeline on when our commuters can start seeing that kind of stuff? Like for the flood channels, are you expecting or is Brightline expected to start working on that in 2025?
Oh, absolutely. The contract for the California... It's already being done on the Nevada side. The contracts for the California side will be let out in early 2025.
Okay.
And that'll be their first objective because, again, you're building it from the bottom up. You've got to make all those repairs in the flood control channels. Then you'll build your actual train tracks. Then you'll build your overhead electric rail.
Got it.
Because I know some residents are saying, how come I don't see anything being brought up? This thing takes time. This is steps, all kinds of things.
And unless you're really alert, Brightline has been in the high desert area for about the last 3 months, and they've been doing core sampling and core testing for the compaction.
Right.
So I see, and there's all this construction going on in the middle of I-15
right.
between Victorville. I recognize the Brightline equipment that's out there mixed
right.
with the other stuff. So they've actually been here for a while working.
Right, but we don't necessarily recognize it. Now, I want to ask you because I also understand that recently there was a substantial amount of funding that Brightline received, and this was federal funding. And if I understand correctly, it kind of was to the tune of like $3 billion?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that means?
Well, I'd be glad to.
Right,
yeah. Hopefully.
Okay. I'd be glad to. First off, the total project right now is projected at $12 billion. So that
right.
goes from Las Vegas all the way to Rancho Cucamonga. The original project, which was only at $8 billion, but a lot of things in the last 4 years, unfortunately, the cost of labor and the cost of
mm-hmm.
materials have gone up dramatically. The funding came in the way of a $3 billion grant. And what a grant is the federal government is giving you the money basically for a specific project. So that was done back in March of this year, early
okay.
March of this year. But there's some other really great news, too. The Federal Department of Transportation has allowed Brightline to issue public-private, so it's a public guarantee on a private bond for another $3 billion. The state of California has also done $1 billion. The state of Nevada has also guaranteed another $1 billion of public-private equity funding. And even San Bernardino County Transportation Authority did a $25 million grant specifically for the Apple Valley and
okay.
Hesperia stations.
Great. And so what that means is that this project will actually get built and it won't be we see remnants of it or we see the potential that was there, but it never got done because they ran out of money, right?
Absolutely.
So we won't have that happen.
That's not the plan here. And it's extremely interesting that about 3 weeks ago, Brightline Corporate put on a bond, and it was a $1.5 billion bond, and it sold in a week. And that is pretty much unheard of.
Wow. Well, Art, we are excited to always have you come back and provide these updates. And I think you do it in a way that our listeners can really grasp, because initially when we started this first conversation that we had, there was so much, it seemed like there was a lot of confusion. And you have a way of making sure that we've got clarity and kind of understand what's happening and kind of understand the process, even though we may not be seeing it above ground, let's say, that the work is going on, and it requires that in order to get to where we can see above ground. And I think that's wonderful because it really helps for our listeners as well as myself. I'll speak for myself. Yeah. To really get a visual of what's going on and to also be realistic about the time frame, right? Because, you know, we're in that instant society where, you know, AI draws it today and it's built tomorrow, right? And it doesn't necessarily happen like that. No. And so I really want to thank you for providing this update. We are going to look forward to having you back next year in 2025 to talk to us, because it seems like to me at that point, we may be further down the road to really talking about employment opportunities that are here actually in the high desert. And that's going to be important, right? That's an infusion to our economics, right, our economy. And so is there anything else that you want to absolutely share with us before we let you go?
No, I just want to thank you, because it is critical that we keep the residents, the citizens of the high desert informed as much as we possibly can. You do a great job with that. Right now, Brightline's being very quiet, specifically because they're in the bond selling period. And basically during that bond finance selling period, these large corporations are for strategic reasons, not letting out a lot of information. So it's great that you have given the opportunity for me to speak, at least, to the residents of the high desert.
Yeah, well, we want to thank you for that. Like I said, we look forward to having you back in the new year to tell us more and how this project is coming along and you know, the wonderful impact, remind us of the wonderful impact once it's completed it's going to have on our lives.
Yes.
And prepare us for the reality of what's going to happen. And how it may kind of impact us in some ways, but it's temporary, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And with that, I want to say, Art, thank you so much for what you do, your service to our community, how you are championing, bringing wonderful projects like this to the community, and wishing you and your family just a wonderful, blessed, Merry Christmas and a beautiful New Year.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to from the town of Apple Valley to everybody in the high desert.
Thank you.
Hello, High Desert. It's Mia Mocha here on Y102. You can catch me weekdays, Monday through Friday, 10 to 3 o'clock. And I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I want to share with you one of my favorite holiday moments when I was a child. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Yours, Mine, and Ours, that was my family. I came from a big family. And I remember every year I got a baby doll and I loved it. But some of my older siblings, not too much older than me, they started getting things like roller skates and bikes. And I remember, like, I want to be able to roller skate just like them. So I remember one year I went to Santa at a department store and asked him for some roller skates. Okay. And come Christmas morning, we didn't do one present at a time because there were so many of us. So no. If it had our names on it, we got to rip it open. So I remember ripping open, there was a baby doll and there was some clothes and all these other cute things, but I really wanted roller skates. And so my mother handed me a present and I opened it up and there it was, my first pair of roller skates. I was so thrilled. I put them on and man, did I fall a lot. But you know what? That's okay. I mean, I wore those roller skates until my feet outgrew them. But that was like one of my favorite earlier childhood moments when it came to Christmas. It was just magical. So again, I want to wish everyone a happy, merry Christmas and a blessed, prosperous new year.
Hey, this is DJ Toro with the On Air Party on the High Deserts Hip Hop and R&B HD 96.3. And I want to wish everyone and each one of you that always listens a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. And of course, make sure that you are surrounded by your family, your friends, and all your loved ones on this holiday season. So I hope you have a great, great, once again, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Benny with the Street Crew here at El Dorado Broadcasters, wishing you all a Merry Christmas. One of my favorite things to do around Christmas is watch It's a Wonderful Life, the old black and white version from 1946. Every year after dinner, my family gather around the TV and we throw it on and we can quote the whole thing from beginning to end. Still brings a tear to my eye even to this day.
Hi, my name is Jose Gadea, El Gallo por la Mañana from La X 103.1. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad para todos. Les desea La X. Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, this is Christy from Cat Country 100.7. Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, you can hear me. Want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Hi, this is Regina from Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, and I want to wish everybody just the happiest of holidays, a very merry and blessed Christmas season. You know, it's a season where we're so grateful for just being here, right? And for the birth of a baby, which is just one of the best things in life. And so Christmas for me has always been really, really special. You know, I love the gifts, I love the food, love all of that. But most importantly, I love just being able to spend time with family and friends. And this year has been really special because we get to come into your homes and your cars and just share the wonderfulness of the High Desert, the best of who we are, and how we can together be better. So at this special time of year, I just want to wish you all the best and hug your family a little tighter. Merry Christmas.
This is Anthony.
And this is Christian.
From El Dorado Broadcasters, and we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, everyone. It's Roxanne Scafidi wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and a blessed New Year to you and your family. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. I do enjoy it very much, but it just seems to go by so fast with so many different things going on, family activities, but it's still a lot of fun. I do enjoy going to the Christmas concerts that the Victor Valley College does perform in so many different activities around Southern California. One of my favorite Christmas memories growing up, we took a trip to New Jersey to see my uncle and my aunt and my cousins, and the tree that they had in their house was so huge. It was like the biggest tree I had ever seen. It was so much fun. It went all the way to the ceiling and it touched it. So that was really cool to see. We also went to Mexico one Christmas as well when my brother was 6 months old. This year it's pretty exciting too because we're having family also from Mexico coming over this year. So really looking forward to it. So hope you have a lot of fun and thank you so much for a wonderful year on High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. And we hope to have even more conversations with you in 2025. Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannesgafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident, St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.